Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide through this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, chasing the next big thing, always striving for more? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than a CVS receipt and the only thing keeping you going is that double espresso you had at 9 a.m.? Well, today we're talking about something super powerful, something that can completely shift your perspective and bring some real joy into those hectic days. Gratitude. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another cheesy self-help episode, hear me out. Cultivating gratitude isn't about being Pollyanna and ignoring the tough stuff. It's about actively choosing to focus on the good, even amidst the chaos. Think of it like this. Life is a mixed bag of candy, right? There's always going to be some bitter chocolate or those weird gummy worms you just can't stand. But there are also those amazing caramel squares and sour candies that make your taste buds sing. Gratitude helps us savor those sweet treats, appreciate the full experience, and maybe even learn to tolerate the weirder stuff a little better. So, how do we actually cultivate this magic potion called gratitude? Let's break it down into five juicy takeaways. 1. The power of the pause. In our fast-paced world, it's easy to zoom through life on autopilot. But taking even a few moments each day to simply pause and breathe can make all the difference. Take a walk in nature. Sip your coffee mindfully, or just sit in silence for 5 minutes. These mini breaks give you space to notice the little things. The warmth of the sun on your skin, the laughter of a child, even that perfectly brewed cup of joe. 2. The gratitude journal. Ever heard the saying, you can't be what you can't see? Well, when it comes to gratitude, writing down what you're thankful for helps bring those positive experiences into sharper focus. Even jotting down 3 things each day, big or small, can shift your mindset from scarcity to abundance. Think of it as a mental highlighter for all the awesome stuff happening in your life. 3. Reframing the narrative. Let's be real, life throws curveballs. But how we respond to those challenges is what truly matters. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try reframing the situation. For example, instead of saying, I missed that meeting, you could say, wow, this gives me a chance to catch up on some important tasks. Remember, every experience holds a lesson and an opportunity for growth. 4. The power of words. We all know that words have power, but did you know they can influence our own happiness? Start incorporating more positive language into your daily conversations. Instead of saying, I'm so stressed, try, I'm feeling challenged, but I'm going to tackle it. Those small shifts in wording can make a big difference in how you feel and approach situations. 5. Kindness as gratitude. One of the most fulfilling ways to express gratitude is through acts of kindness. It doesn't have to be grand gestures. A simple smile, holding the door open for someone, or offering a helping hand can go a long way. When we give back, we not only brighten someone else's day, but we also feel a sense of connection and purpose that fills our own hearts. Speaking of real-world examples, let me share a story with you. A few weeks ago, I was running late for an appointment, feeling frazzled and stressed. Then, this amazing barista at my favorite coffee shop handed me my latte with a genuine smile and said, "Have a wonderful day." Even though it seemed like a small gesture, it completely shifted my mood. It reminded me to be present, appreciate the little things, and spread some kindness myself. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing gratitude today. Keep that journal handy, find those moments of pause, and let those acts of kindness flow. You might just surprise yourself with how much joy it brings into your life. Remember, friends, this isn't about achieving some perfect state of zen-like happiness. Life is a journey, not a destination, and there will always be ups and downs. But by cultivating gratitude, we can choose to focus on the good, find meaning in the challenges, and create a more fulfilling experience, one day at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. We're building something amazing together here. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.